My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's time now to get into EB's entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, 2.99% on most X-Series models, limited time only. You can find out more information at BMWFairfax.com.
Sorry, had to poopy.
He's one on a schedule. Hey, Eric Bickle on a schedule.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Well,
and then it got to a point where, you know me, I mean, I can't leave until...
I understand. You have to, you're thorough with your cleanup.
Yeah. How long have you had that DC United sweat jacket?
I don't know, but I love it. It's very comfortable.
I've had those for...
This was one of my favorite pullovers ever.
Yeah.
So comfy, and it's
I'm just looking at the white stripes.
You're looking at Joan on me, I can tell. You're grilling me right now.
I'm looking at the white stripes compared to the white of your hat. It's
probably could use a little bleach or something, maybe to make the white a little whiter.
Sure.
A little.
It's 20 years old, probably.
Yeah. That is an old pullover. What are you going to do?
Doug Hicks give them to us? Used to anymore, Cakes. This is just very, quality, very premium, comfortable.
Premium quality.
Yes. I like it.
I like it.
And I you know, I wish I knew more players on DC.
The guys in Run DMC, though, would be upset because you're wearing Adidas top, Adidas pants, Nike shoes.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, that's a big
Did you see all the Olympians throughout the first pitch last night, the Nats game?
I saw one or two of them. It was a swimmer.
The swimmer.
Yeah.
Were they all swimmers or just?
I don't know. I just saw the one girl, Lusky or whatever her name
Husky,
is.
Yeah, Husky. Tori Husky.
Yeah.
Husky.
Yeah, good for them. It's got to be cool. Wild because think about a girl like her. Like, the average person probably didn't know who she was.
Right.
And now she comes back from that trip. And
she's
now
a star.
She's kind of like a star.
She's a star.
It's kind of wild.
Yeah, like cardboard cutouts at Roy Rogers.
The 2 weeks changes your life.
Yeah.
Like, in a real way, not like the Hawk to a girl. You know what I mean?
He says he doesn't want to hear it. He's brought it up more than anybody else.
I'm just saying because I think it's so dumb.
My neighbor's daughter swims for University of Wisconsin, but she grew up swimming in the same club as Husk. And they're like best friends.
Yeah. That's great.
She even went over to Paris to see her swim. It was
nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. My youngest got smoked by one of the girls that was in the trials. I don't know that she made it though. All right, sorry. Yeah, again, I don't want to be itchy today, Kate.
Itch.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, but it's just gross. I just ate my breakfast.
I also have to say,
I have some respect.
It's better than before breakfast.
It's true.
The Spotify sleep thing that I'm playing, I'm giving you daily updates on that.
Are you getting paid by them to keep
no,
hyping them
I
up?
Wish I would. Maybe I should.
Maybe.
It's helped my sleep so much. I'm much more well rested.
It's fantastic.
Now I know that tomorrow you'll mock me because I'll blink or something tomorrow and be tired. But I've had great sleep this week since I started playing. It is
whatever that is, it's just soothing.
Yep. Nice new agey soothing music to put to rock you to sleep.
It really does work. Post Malone's in the news, Cakes. Do you know why?
I don't.
First person in music history to have a number one on the top country album chart, a number one on the top rap album chart, and a number one on the top rock and alternative chart.
That's
pretty freaking impressive.
It's a renaissance man.
He's dominating the country music world with his new album, F1 Trillion. Valdez, I know you were kind of all over it when it first came out. Where is your verdict on the Post Malone country set, the album? Are you... Oh, you don't like it. You're over it?
It's okay. I think I was too hyped for it, and so my expectations were very high.
Is it only good because all of the collabs? Do you know what I mean? Like, can he hold a country song by himself?
He has country talent.
Yeah.
He has country talent. I will say there are a lot of collabs.
Right.
But I think that's...
I felt like everyone was a collab.
But I feel like that's his way of trying to be accepted by the country community. You know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't want to go in there and kick down all the doors and all of a sudden release country albums. It's his way of...
Being
accepted.
Well, yeah, it also helps you sell records.
That's also true.
You know, you
can people who like country music don't necessarily know your previous stuff. So,
right.
Do you know what his first single was, EB?
His first.
I just learned via Wikipedia. His last name is Post. Yeah, White Iverson.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm a Post Malone mark.
Post Malone expert.
Now, don't ask me anything else. I want to go out undefeated.
Hey, just remember who's seen Post Malone live in this room. This guy.
My son has seen him live, too.
You and Scott Brooks?
Me and Scott Brooks. And I didn't say a word to Coach Brooks.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bother him. He was with his family.
Where did you see him?
Capital One Arena.
My son.
Who else did you not talk to or maybe said hi to in the Capital One?
Was it Will Dawkins?
Yeah, it was Will Dawkins.
It was a very brief exchange.
Cakes is terrible
with
those situations.
With Will Dawkins. Because there were a million people in the suite that wanted to talk to him.
You're the opposite of Jason. Jason comes boys with Adam Peters. You run away.
Again, Jason introduced me to Dan Quinn because they're Salisbury bros. I was just an outsider. So I just went and shook Dan Quinn's hand. He's just big hulking presence. And then he went and hung out with
him. How many years would Scott Brooks have had to have been on our show for you to actually say hello? When you're 10 feet away from him.
I guess 15 or 20. I don't know.
I wouldn't have said hello.
He was with
10 feet away.
JP.
Why would I say hello?
He was with his family in the suite, having a good time, listening to Post Malone hits. And I didn't want to bother
his
family vibe.
Scott Brooks doesn't give a flying F about Cakes.
That is very correct.
Yeah. Is he in Portland now?
I have tact.
Where is he?
I think so.
Yeah.
I know how to approach
he was with Portland.
I know how to avoid people. Avoidance is big too.
Huh.
I see Lakers now.
Okay. I believe that DQ and AP enjoyed talking to me more than any of the other people that were there. Because they all talk shop.
Right.
And I just talked life.
That's, you know what? They probably did appreciate
that. Because I could
have asked them where they lived.
I said, how's
the house?
I said, did you like your neighborhood? What about the schools for your kids? I asked them about all that stuff. You like the area?
Right.
I was asking about life.
I believe that's probably true.
And not football. I didn't ask one football question, I don't think, for either of them.
I believe that's probably true. But you're so nosy.
Well, that's the point of being there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a media happy hour.
Was I going to be there just to talk to Scott Abraham?
What's wrong with Scott Abraham?
I like Scott.
Yeah, what's wrong with
you
Scott?
You can talk to him anytime.
All right, I can talk to him anytime. But that's the reason I went.
All right. I was.
You probably wouldn't have. Would you have asked him any questions? Because you're kind of afraid of people.
No, when it comes, if he came to me, I went at the table, then I would have, displayed my silly social skills.
There's not. Yeah, he wasn't coming to
standing
people.
Up, just hanging out.
There I'm not going to go up and introduce myself to anybody.
Oh, okay. That's what I mean.
I would have to be dragged over there, and you say, "Hey, this is EB." Right. You know.
But just think, Jason, you could have done that at Abe Poland's house years ago.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I did that.
You did.
That's freaking sucked.
Did you talk to Abe that night?
I talked to Abe. There was 600 people there.
Okay, so you didn't.
That's a no.
All right. I didn't know. I mean, I know.
Hey, Cakes, what happened to the Loxley home bit? Did they quit doing that? You went to like Loxley's house.
I haven't been able to go
the
last two years
in a row.
No, no.
I went for like three straight years.
Yeah. Oh, just date conflict.
Me and Lox are like this. We're boys.
They had it again this summer.
I've been in his backyard 3 straight years. Now, I've been on a hiatus the last two because of conflicts, but I'll go next year. I'll do a cannonball in his pool. What do I care?
You've said that, but I don't think you've gone in.
I'm doing the cannonball. Here's why. Because nobody else goes in and swims.
Nobody's in the pool.
Even if they did, you wouldn't go in.
It would be weird if everybody's there hanging out, having drinks, and then I do a jackknife into Mike Loxley's pool.
Even if like 5 people went in the pool, you wouldn't go in the pool.
You're probably right.
Of course, I know you.
Yeah, you're most likely right.
You're not going to take your shirt off and go in the pool at Mike Loxley's house?
I'll go to the pool at Norbeck, where there's a billion people, but probably not in front of 50 other media members.
Not at a party.
And in front of my buddy Dustin Simonovic.
Our buddy had a party that we were at a couple weeks ago, and like 6 kids went in the pool, and Stumper. I'm not going in the pool. I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing it.
No.
I had my bathing suit, but
inappropriate.
The adults pretty much didn't.
Yeah. Back to the Hawk Tua girl. Don't blame me. Valdez put it in here.
You don't have, you can't edit Trone EP.
Yeah, this one I actually think is good. Now, did you read this, Valdez? I think I could say this, right?
We have the audio of it, so we can play her,
okay.
Her new.
So here's the deal. Here's the setup. This girl, there's a reason why she's lingering her 15 minutes.
All right.
She's a little savvier than you might think, and she's taking advantage of all these interviews, and she's holding her own. So this is her with Whitney Cummings, and who, by the way, St. Andrews graduate. And she talks about she might have a new catchphrase.
Hmm.
This is your piece of advice from me that I've given to Chelsea.
Okay.
She'll tell me about this guy, and I mean, you just got to give it to her straight, whether she wants to hear it or not. What is good for the whole is not always good for the soul. You need to remember that.
Cakes. Cakes.
Cakesy, cakesy.
It's kind of brilliant. It's kind of brilliant.
I mean, it does make me chuckle a little bit.
Play it one more time. Just the catchphrase.
I love her accent.
Listen.
And I mean, you just got to give it to her straight, whether she wants to hear it or not. What is good for the
heart. And then zip it.
Fine, yeah. Relax. No one's going to care.
We're not going to get fired. Don't worry.
But, I think that she has a little personality, and she's...
You think she's kind of charming.
I think she's kind of charming.
He also likes bad babies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're the best judge of character.
I liked that song. You guys are just too scared to like it.
I know good music.
That's what it is.
That's terrible music.
No, you guys are scared to admit that
it's
have an opinion of something that everyone else is predetermined to hate.
That's incorrect.
No, we do have an opinion.
I admit to liking Creed. Nobody likes Creed. I'll admit Creed.
Creed sold like 50 billion albums.
I know, but nobody wants to admit that they like them.
Hold on.
This is a terrible song. I'm sorry.
It's catchy. All I said was catchy.
This is everything that is wrong with the United States in 2024.
Yeah.
This song.
Yeah.
Hold on. Right here.
I told you. She had
you can't even understand one word.
I hear it.
What do you mean?
These hoes are fake flossing.
She has as much talent as this USGA bottle.
More than that.
That got a necklace that gives him a neck wrap.
It's got more, yeah.
Yeah.
More usage. That's,
yeah.
That's hey, more. Valdez, are you with Team EB on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that there's anything else redeemable about the chick. But I thought she actually put out an album, and that song was decent.
She makes a good point. No, those bitches are fake flossing cakes.
The fact that she makes like $10 million a month on OnlyFans, it makes me want to drive off the Bay Bridge.
Aren't you happy
Straight
for her?
Straight into the bay.
Aren't you happy for her?
Oh, yeah. I'm overjoyed. Can't you tell? I'm so happy for her. The most happy.
Oh, cakesy.
So let me see here. I'm just literally.
I just can't stop. I can't get past that Dave Richard hates the fact that I overdrafted Devon Achane in two drafts.
You did.
Probably will in 3 or 4 more.
But Mostert will get hurt. He always gets hurt.
God willing. No, I'm kidding.
That's why you drafted him, because you figure, okay, he's a backup plan to Mostert. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is good for the whole is not always good for the soul.
Thank you, Haley.
Cart that up. That's got to be a constant, right?
Cart.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever, digitally recorded.
That'll be one that he holds on to. He won't even put that on the replay machine.
Has he ever added anything on that in the last 2 years?
I don't think there have been any additions recently. It's, these are stagnant. These are time warps.
I'm actually afraid to try and do stuff with that machine.
But they're barely holding on.
Yeah. There are a few clips in here.
Remember, Roger had to take it apart to fix everything.
Few clips in here that are like thermonuclear. Like, if we played them, we would definitely get fired.
Or we'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
Speaking of Roger, I asked him to get me another strip switch here because my power thing keeps falling out. And he's like, oh, yeah.
yeah.
It's 3 hours ago.
I think he's busy dyeing his hair.
He goes, what do you think about that? Hey, EB, what do you think about that? That's his go-to question.
I think that my plug falls out all the time.
Right.
I just need another strip switch.
He'll do it after the show.
Is that what he doesn't like to work on there
during the show.
I mean, he walked out of here like a duck, and then, you know, I thought he...
he'll come in at 10:30.
You should have heard his football commentary to me the other day. He's like, things are heating up, huh? What happened? It's just so many cliches. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys having fun with the heating up, huh?
He has no
idea Stephon Diggs is no longer in Buffalo. He just doesn't know that.
He didn't even know who Stephon Diggs was.
No.
Of course he doesn't know.
He didn't know Josh Allen.
I know he doesn't know.
I don't think he did.
He did.
After we told him the name.
No, come on.
I don't think he did.
He knew Josh Allen.
Brought you guys back a box of Tim Hortons. What do you think about that?
I like that.
What do you think
about
that?
So dumb.
That is his move.
Last but not least, Nick Cannon's got 100 kids, right?
Yep.
He's got a lot of kids.
Got a lot of kids. I don't recommend this,
Can Cannon field a starting offense in football?
Yes. I mean, there'd be some girls in there, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying, but...
Hold on, he has 11 already?
Oh, I think he might have 12.
Does he really? Wow.
Oh, yeah, he's got a rack of them.
He's got a bench, too.
It's not always good for the soul.
Right. So, Nick Cannon, one of his kids, I guess as... You do you, but has already skipped 2 grades. And his 7-year-old is now starting 4th grade.
So he's got a genius on his hands?
He might. Hmm. I think he's a smart guy.
Oh, he's definitely a smart guy.
I mean, he doesn't like condoms, but...
Doesn't like condoms, and he loves to have 100 jobs.
He's super talented at, like, what he does, like, thinking quick and
definitely
being charming and everything. I just don't think it's great when kids skip a bunch of grades and they're butt young. I don't like that.
Trust me. I was never in danger of skipping any grades.
Oh, it was never discussed.
He was like, hey, this is John Allville. We should fast track him from the 3rd grade right to the 5th grade.
That never happened. This was like political correctness before it became what it is today.
Yeah.
Which is just out of control. When I was a kid, I was too dumb for the talented and gifted, so I was in the GAT. They had the GAT group that was gifted and talented.
Oh, okay.
So the smart kids were in talented and gifted. Mm-hmm. The dummies were in the gifted and talented.
That's how I got good at school. When I first got to middle school, all my friends were in the smart classes. And I was putting the dumb class. Right. And I said, if I want to be with my friends, I better.
Better smarten up.
Yeah, better smarten up. I did. Yeah.
Very good. Job well done.
Good for you. I'm not sure I ever did.
All right, don't forget, you can always call us on an open line Thursday. It's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Ooh. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. If you want to give the junks a call on an open line Thursday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them.
Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That. Quick programming note for B. Mitch and Finley later this afternoon at 12:30. They've got a pretty high profile guest. You guys ever hear of someone named Dan Quinn?
We like that.
Head coach of the Washington Commanders.
We like Dan.
He will be joining B. Mitch and Finley today at 12:30.
Nice.
You just missed our second interview with DQ, okay?
I did miss that, yes.
You were on your month-long vacation. Yeah.
Well, it's very good with the media.
It was not a month. It was 2 weeks. Okay, let's not embellish too much.
Do you think he will turn? Like, what's he going to be like when we get smoked?
I think he strikes me as like an eternal optimist type of guy.
You're going to keep it even-keeled?
Seems like he's always upbeat. Now, maybe behind closed doors, like if they get drummed,
mm-hmm.
say they get drummed 37-10 by the Bucks in week one.
Right.
Behind closed doors, he may be a little bit salty, but I think his forward face is generally going to be a positive one.
Right. I think I agree.
He seems like the type of guy he is.
Yeah. You made a comment about this a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you were pro or con.
Okay.
Backwards hat bit.
Oh, I'm very pro.
Okay.
I'm not pro backwards hat for me, but if that's him and that's his identity and it's what he is all about, then wear it on the sidelines during games.
You don't have a strict Colin Cowherd type take.
Oh, no, not at all.
Where he doesn't want quarterbacks doing backwards
hats. If you want to wear backwards hats, wear backwards hats. If you want to wear your hat like this, do it. Do whatever makes you happy. But I like that Dan Quinn's a backward hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to do it into the regular season.
Oh, hell yeah.
If it was up to me, I would tell him, as a head coach, probably should have it forward facing. But I'm old school, mm-hmm. traditionalist. I mean, Belichick would wear cutoff sleeves. I thought he looked atrocious.
Right.
But that, do you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a deal breaker by any stretch. If I had my druthers, I'd tell him, hey, whip that hat around there, buddy. You're the head coach.
Well, I know you wouldn't tell him that to his face.
No, if I was the owner.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Josh Harris would, but I don't think Josh Harris would tell him that
Josh
to his
Harris
face.
Josh Harris would say, hey, Dan,
it's Josh Harris. Why don't you come to my office? I've been thinking, look a little more professional with your hat turned forward instead of the backward hat bit.
I don't mind my D coordinator having his hat backwards, my offensive line coach having his hat. My head coach, I kind of would like him to have it forward, but it's not a deal breaker.
I like a little.
I'm fine with
that's it. A little flare of individuality from Dan Quinn.
We got to start thinking about is Week One Survivor.
Well, I've already started thinking about it.
I have too.
But
we put up $1,000 collectively.
My initial thought.
This is no joke.
You know what? I'm not going to burn my initial thought. I'm going to wait. I'm going to keep it in my pants.
Why can't we build up anticipation? Our thoughts might change of injuries.
Right. My initial thought is. Take the Bengals at home against Jacoby Brissett and the Pats.
Yeah.
That's my blink.
I do like that.
That's my blink, but I haven't.
I think it's a good play.
I haven't really broken down every single game yet.
Who do the Giants play in week one?
Giants play the Vikings.
Giants at home.
I'm not going to.
I kind of like that, too.
If you're saucy.
Even though I don't like the Giants as a team, I don't think they're going to be good.
I don't like them either.
Against Sam Darnold at home. I kind of like it. I'm not sure that
I'd
would be my
stay away
pick.
From that. That's a very mid play.
I will stay away from it, too. I would not vote for that.
Here's another one.
But it's kind of intriguing.
Kind of like the Saints at home against Carolina.
I like that.
Now, it's dicey because you're betting on Carr.
I like it, too, but I'm kind of buying into Dave Canales waving his magic wand over
and
Bryce
making
Young.
Them a lot better.
And the fact that they upgraded the offensive line and they brought in Deontay
Johnson.
Still don't
have great weapons.
They're not great. They'd be lucky to win 5 or 6 games.
Here's another
one. But
you
know
who
else isn't great? The Saints.
They're not great. Seattle will get home against Denver.
Kind of like that, too.
I kind of like it.
Kind of like that.
I'm a little
but
bit.
I need to,
what
I need
if Bo Nix carves him up?
I'm a Bo Nix guy.
See him going in there and carving him up.
Yeah, no, I have to carve him up. Just has to score one more point.
That's true. I mean, anything can happen.
I'm a little
there's
bit.
There's 4 games right there that I'm kind
of
looking
at. I'm personally, and this, of course, is through a fantasy lens, I'm a little bit horny for the new Seattle offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb. I know Drab knows way more about him than I do, but I believe he's going to be much more pass-friendly, get JSN more involved. DK Metcalf should have a big year. And my man Geno should have a big year, too. Could have a big year in Seattle. But I kind of do like that.
What is his background?
Did you see Michael Penix play football last year?
I did.
I did see that.
All right, well, he was calling the offense.
Yes. Okay.
Prior to that, so he's been mostly a college coach from what I see.
Yeah, he was with DeBoer for years.
Gotcha. Because he was at Fresno,
he went to Alabama
Washington.
For about 2 weeks and then took the Seahawks job.
Gotcha.
I'll be honest with you, none of these games are locks.
Of course they're not locks.
No.
None of these games.
But you want to pick against bad teams that are on the road.
Right. It's usually a good formula.
With dicey quarterback situations.
I might pick the Chargers hosting the Raiders. That might be a good pick too. I've got a handful of games.
I got to see because they're pretty bad.
They're bad.
The Raiders are pretty.
The Raiders
bad.
Are. They're being led by Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, I know that he was scrappy. You know, he was pretty good in relief for Anthony Richardson last year.
What did they do? What did the Chargers do in the offseason to upgrade? What did they do?
Well, they got rid of a new offensive line.
All
of their skill players. They said bye to Austin Eckler. Bye. Keenan Allen. Bye-bye.
I don't like that.
They're the Ravens West Coast.
Yeah, they're going to be run heavy.
They're going to
run heavy, and Justin Herbert's probably going to throw 90 balls to Ladd McConkey, the rookie out of Georgia.
I don't think I like it.
Did you see the highlight that went viral?
Because Greg Roman is the OC. Right.
Did you see the highlight that went viral of McConkey?
I saw a
he
few
just
of them.
Trucked like some corner like blocking.
He could have
just
a pretty big year.
Threw this guy down.
He's going to have a pretty good year. They're just not going
to
throw.
Can't
much.
Believe he's not.
They're not
going
to throw
Phil
a ton.
Me too.
How can you not be related?
How
to
many
Phil
McConkeys can there be yeah. out there?
I definitely thought.
Hey, but there's at least 3 Bickles on Venmo. So
yeah,
there are.
Well, dude, you're 3. Why wouldn't you be the only one?
My family's probably on there. Are you sure that wasn't?
I'm
my
saying
family?
Of your Eric - Bickle.
Oh,
I'm assuming there's a 1 and there's a 2.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because you became like, number 3.
There's so many Bickles. There's even Eric Bickles. One of them's like a professor.
Okay. Professor of what and where?
No, like at DePaul or something.
Okay.
Or St. Louis or something. Some dude.
Some Midwest university.
Yeah, but, you know, too bad.
Somebody with a bad hoops team.
Too bad that I'm just the most important Bickle. Eric Bickle.
You're the most accomplished Bickle.
Yeah. He stinks. And do we ever get the derivation of Bickle's potato chips?
I have never thought about it, actually.
You've seen him, though, before, right?
I mean, dude, 50 years ago.
You know that I was woozy. I was folding clothes, which I hate doing. Literally, I would rather have a colonoscopy than fold clothes. Just hate it. And then my son had a pair of shorts he left at the house.
Yep.
And they said EB on it, and I was like, are these my, like, what are the, what's the EB? Mm-hmm. I don't get the E. You know what they are, right?
Uh-uh. Hold on. EB.
They're like, actually, I thought, they look like the new, like, bird dogs or whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, what are these? They have an EB logo. It's silly. And I'm thinking, what are these shorts?
Okay. I don't know.
Eddie Bauer.
Ed Bauer. More famous EB than you.
He's a famous EB.
Famous EB.
I haven't bought anything from Eddie Bauer in probably 30 years. Because that's like for outdoorsy stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes,
like, you know,
correct.
Jesus sandals and stuff. Like,
yeah, like outdoor gear.
Yeah, like people that like hiking.
You make it sound like hiking's a bad thing.
Who on Boring. Earth wants to hike?
Oh, people love
millions
it.
Millions of people.
Why?
Millions of people hike.
It's so earthy. You got to walk up a hill.
It's actually good for you.
And you can get you can walk along a river in the Grand Canyon and get swept away.
Yeah. You could get.
Did you see those videos?
I did not see the videos. I heard about it.
It was a show.
So what happened? Explain it.
Like a tons of rain out there and people were getting washed away left and right. It was the flooding was unbelievable.
Everything associated
because they were all hiking.
Everything associated with outdoors, I hate. I hate kayaking. I hate hiking.
What do you love being outside? You talk about it all the time.
No, but I'm talking about outdoorsy stuff. Like
you're just bored.
Likes being on his Offenbachers with a cocktail.
Right.
Yes.
Or playing golf.
I like playing chasing a ball around.
Right.
I don't like wearing a plaid shirt and some hiking boots. Or you know,
you're so stuck in your stereotypes. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's not true.
Only millions of people going
millions
outside.
Millions of people hiking every day.
Probably none of them could throw a spiral. Probably none of them are much fun.
What about hiking as exercise? Like my daughter, who's in the Venice Running Club, sometimes will go hiking with her girlfriends.
That's like
in
a trendy thing. They do that. I know that.
It's exercise.
I've been there. I've actually been to where they all go running on that hill or whatever. It's
running up that hill.
It's just a
I hate that song.
It's a terrible song.
It's such a bad song.
It's just a trendy thing. You just
seems like it's exercise.
Was that Kate Bush. Oh, it's a terrible song.
Reggie's sister, Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Terrible song.
Do you have any interest in the new Netflix doc? So they're just keep cranking out the sports
stuff. What was the one
docs.
You told me I got to see?
McNair. It was decent. I wouldn't say it was great.
Actually, it sucked.
Why?
Because
it was mostly covered territory.
Yeah. It sucked. There was nothing real new.
Was it reenactments?
No. They had Jeff Fisher. They talked to some of the police that
were
involved.
There was no intrigue?
No intrigue. And then at the end, they said, well, here's a conspiracy about it.
Last 6 minutes.
They didn't explore the conspiracy?
No, they didn't explore it. How it could have been drug dealer.
It left you kind of hanging, like wanting more.
So maybe there's going to be a part two.
I don't know.
They got nothing.
They just threw it out
there. What was the one you were saying?
Oh, no. So on the heels of Drive to Survive, Full Swing, Breakpoint.
Right.
Then in the NFL, they had quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if anybody watched Receiver? I never watched Receiver.
I watched a little bit of it.
That was the first episode. Justin Jefferson, was he in that?
He's in it. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Devontae's in it.
George Kittle.
You know what? I would watch that.
Well, it's available. Receiver's available on Netflix. Yeah. But the NBA is now dipping their toes in it. And they're going to have one with LeBron James.
Oh, Madam.
Jason Tatum.
Bilal Coulibaly.
Jimmy Butler.
Anything with LeBron in it, I'm out.
I think
Domantas Sabonis.
Domantas Sabonis?
And I'm missing somebody.
You get all these sillies, and you put Domantas Sabonis.
He's a good player.
He just gets thrown a bone. He's pretty good.
Domantas.
Whatever.
You're out.
I think it's called
starting
lineup.
I'm out on LeBron docs.
I'm out on anything with LeBron in it.
You guys got to do a one-on-one with LeBron years ago.
You know what? He was a douche.
They didn't enjoy it.
Spent an hour with that guy, and it was a douche.
Oh, and Anthony Edwards is the fifth.
Yeah. You know what? You watch it. Give us the cliff notes. Let us know how silly it is.
I'm sure it's just like Receiver, which you watched.
I'm sure it is.
Not at all, or quarterback.
All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Jason Aldean at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win. Bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. In less than 10 minutes, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean when he comes to Jiffy Lube Live. That show is tomorrow, so keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. We're about to put up our Junkies Poll of the Day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. It's going to be very simple. Will new Commanders wideout Noah Brown have 40 or more catches in the 2024 season?
How many times has he done that in his career?
I think
twice.
Two times? I'd have to double check.
Twice out of like 7 years?
He has done it once.
Once.
One time.
And that was in 2022 with Dak Prescott throwing to him. And he had, how many targets did he have that year? Hold on. He had 74 targets.
That's a lot of targets. Yeah. That's a big number.
He ain't getting 74, 75 targets this year.
Okay, so maybe a lot of people will vote no.
I would vote no.
I think I'm going to vote no.
I always want to vote yes. I always like overs.
I'm wearing the William and Harry golf shoe hat.
Right.
And I know you guys all have them. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bickle, are you going to wear the William and Harry golf shoes today on the course?
It's possible.
Because they are very comfy.
I have like four pair I rotate.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're in my trunk.
Good.
So it just depends on if they match. If they want to give me, if William and Harry wants to give me every color they have,
yeah,
then I'll be set and I'll just wear William and Harry shoes.
You'll
everywhere.
Be an exclusive. That's called an exclusive endorsement.
I'm willing to do that.
I've got a green pair. I'm waiting.
You got a green pair?
They're green because I'm waiting for my gray pair.
Okay.
You know this big Lurch is wearing 14s?
Well, because the 13s were too small.
The 13s were small for me, but I just wedged my, I used my shoe.
I know. I said, no, I needed it. I left it, though. I needed a size bigger, and I got the 14s, and they're great.
Very good.
They're very comfy.
Yes, they are.
And I told you rope hats are in, and you didn't, you guys are not hip to it.
Well, now I know.
That's why. Why do you think William and Harry's
that's
got
why
the
I'm
rope
wearing
hat?
It.
The rope hats are fire.
They're back.
I'm in.
The rope hats, like, rope hats are everywhere.
William and Harry. I just saw
a lot of golf hats or rope hats.
15 off junkies.
I have someone who I play golf with frequently,
yeah,
and he got four pairs of them because they're that comfortable.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. The William and Harry's?
Yeah.
Nice. They really are comfy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
So order some.
Like that Under Armour type material inside the mm-hmm. shoe keeps you nice and snug. Silly.
What good rapper stuff. Is atop the favorites now by Vegas betting odds to be Jennifer Lopez's next boyfriend?
What rapper?
Yeah. It's a list of celebrities here.
Grasping? Like, is
it's a total grasp. I think it's a complete long shot.
Is there
shot.
Any intel
I'll just
this,
tell you this note. A-Rod getting back together with her is plus 1,000. Like, oh, if you wanted to make a wager.
Happening. No, he, dude, he's not. He dates younger sillies now. Yeah, he's been there, done that. He's yeah. got young sillies.
Is it Drake?
No.
Is it?
I mean, I just think you're just throwing away your money here.
Kendrick Lamar.
Eminem plus 800.
What?
They say the next favorite is The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, yeah. You don't know his real name.
I don't.
Didn't he want to go by his real name yes. instead of?
Yeah, but he hasn't yet.
Abel Tesfaye.
Ain't gonna work.
There's a reason why he's going by The Weeknd yeah. instead of Abel Tesfaye.
Did you see the viral picture of Lady Gaga?
I did not.
Over the last 24, 48
hours. Hey, are you
going to
watch her in the new Joker musical with Joaquin Phoenix? I'm guessing you're not.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. This is a curveball.
Yeah.
I like going to see like musicals. I get inspired. It's a curveball. I know. I get inspired by their singing.
I can do a musical here and there. I'm not going to go to one like every week,
yeah.
but when I go to one, I am blown away by the talent.
I'm
the
blown
people.
Away by, yeah, their, amazing. By their talent. Like you go to a show. At the
now, I'm not
going
to go to the National Theater every week.
No.
Let's not get crazy.
Go
once
ahead.
A year or so, sure.
Just Joan is, on me in person. Don't these guys are joning behind a glass.
For what?
I wonder if anybody goes see a musical can throw a spiral.
Probably not. I told you, it's a quirk. It's a quirk. It doesn't really, it's not really in line with my, yeah.
Right after your long hike, you go to see the musical.
Throwing spirals?
Yeah.
At Kiowa, my youngest was throwing ropes.
Oh, really?
Ropes on the beach.
You didn't know? He must have, you didn't know he had
now,
that arm?
Now again, it was a little bit of a smaller ball that we bought like from the Harris Teeter in the fresh field.
Right, like a beach football?
Yeah, like a vortex.
He was
yeah.
he was
for your cakes.
Thing
cakes
had
hands.
Like rocket fuel on the back.
Wasn't he 20 or 19?
Yeah, he's 20. I was surprised.
Yeah,
because you acted like he's a 3-year old throwing a football.
I mean, he was just launching them. I was a little bit
surprised.
You were surprised.
You're surprised.
Well, I mean, he played sports growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he played, but like I didn't know he had a hose attached.
Yeah,
to
you missed an opportunity.
Maybe he missed it. I don't
could
know.
Could have been a quarterback.
Did he at least
at
play flag growing up?
He played a
little
maybe
bit.
One or two seasons.
Which
of flag
is
football.
Your oldest played against like Walt Williams' team?
Yeah,
all
that
the
was
time.
A team where I was the coach, and we just got drummed all the time.
It was a two-team league.
Look, we had to play against the 85 Bears every week.
I love the two-team league. Who we play next week?
I'm not running the league.
That's called the Pac-12, right, Grab?
Like, who are we playing in 3 weeks? The same team.
I volunteered to coach. I didn't know that I was going to be playing against Alabama under Nick Saban.
Right. Did you ever have a close game?
I was unaware.
How many times did you play?
One close game where we were within like 10 or 14 points. That was one close game.
You couldn't scheme it up?
I was coaching the Bad News Bears, and they had a team that was playing for like the only boys and girls club that was playing tackle football for like 5 straight years, and this is just their off-season pursuit. Like,
you know,
we were minus 5,000 to win any game.
It's or brutal.
Plus 5,000.
I know people like to just coach their kids or whatever. I actually thought I was going to coach, right? Before this dumb radio thing, I thought I was going to be a high school basketball coach. Mm-hmm. The whatever stuff went on. I coached my son's basketball team, and we would get so drummed. But week to week, I mean, my kids were just mediocre, didn't listen, wild, I lost my love of coaching.
Yeah.
And it made my weekends miserable. I hated going in there and getting smoked.
Yeah.
I hated it. It was awful. Yeah,
for me, it was overrated. I was happy I did it, whatever. I did a short stint. I'll never do it again.
I coached.
Never coaching
ever again.
This guy
coaches like 8 teams.
I know. I've just got 2 right now, but I coached my first grader's basketball team. And we had Caitlin Clark on the team. I mean, we had a Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. No, I didn't have any ballers. My kids were terrible.
good, but we also had Caitlin.
Oh, maybe it was substandard coaching. You're blaming the kids. Might be the coach.
I'm blaming the kids.
Valdez, speaking of ballers, I need Sam Burns to ball out this weekend. I need Sam Burns over Colin Morikawa tour championship. That's what I need.
Sounds like you ran out of golfers in your pool.
Yeah. I was the only guy I could take.
That's the only guy you could pick.
Well, it's the only guy in the top 30 that I could take.
Yeah.
He played great last week. Right. I used them all, so I need Sam Burns.
You can't go for the Keegan Bradley run?
I already used him.
Did you watch any of the Creator Classic? You don't even know what that is.
Isn't that he was talking about the other day? Is that the influencers tournament?
Yeah,
no, I didn't watch that.
Valdez hated it because it was boring. Like they weren't being entertaining.
Yeah,
I enjoyed.
You liked it.
Yeah, Paige played.
Did you solve your boy's swing?
I mean, we made great strides.
Made some progress.
We made some strides. Very I'll good. Show you during the break. You want to see?
Before and after. I'll take your word.
I need to go.
We're gonna hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're gonna score 2 tickets to Jason Aldean Highway Desperado Tour 2024. The show is tomorrow. That's Friday, August 30th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. But if you're caller number 10, you get them for free.
Remember,
that's the best way to do it.
Dan Quinn, 12:30 on today, here on The Fan with B. Mitch and Finley. So listen to our boy DQ, head coach of your Commanders.
Yep. We'll see you tomorrow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.